Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm going to give Sonny Liston talking lessons, boxing lessons, and falling down lessons.
Feed my sister and my daughter.
Because I bloody well stammer.
None of you will get my kingdom. I leave you nothing that I wish to plague.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Friday is movie day here on The Takeaway, one of our favorite times of the week. Joining us, of course, our in-house movie date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, are here as usual, in addition to hosting their podcast, the Movie Date Podcast. Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is our culture producer here at The Takeaway. You can always subscribe to Movie Date at facebook.com/moviedatepodcast. Hi, guys.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks. We're going to start with trivia, which I love to do. Let's start with trivia. We're going to talk about Paranormal 4. Paranormal Activity 4 is the first movie out of the gates. I have a trivia question about Paranormal 4.
Okay.
Paranormal 4 is directed by Ariel Schulman and Henry Joost. Mm-hmm. Trivia, don't answer yet. Save it for the end. Trivia, what was their directorial debut?
Oh,
Ariel Schulman and Henry Joost.
Excellent.
Oh, they think they know it. Oh, finally. One of my trivia questions that you guys
happens.
Know. All right, well, store that away because we're going to come back to it at the end. Listeners, if you think you know, store it away for the end of the segment. Let's go to Paranormal Activity 4 and listen to this scary clip.
It's the new kid from across the street.
I've never met his mom.
He's so creepy.
What is he doing?
Hello?
So creepy. I saw two creepy good Halloween movie, Kristen.
You know, I kind of think of it as like the teacups at Disneyland. You ride this ride not because it is exciting or new, but because you enjoy the sensation of it. It's exactly what you expect, and you can enjoy it if you like that feeling.
Rafer?
I have to agree, and I also think they were wise this time around to finally give us a pretty blonde teen heroine.
Oh, at last.
At last. It's about time for a movie about haunted houses in suburban America.
So for a good Halloween scare worth seeing, there's no gore in these movies usually. They're just kind of extremely suspenseful.
It is rated R, but that's mostly, I think, for language and for some of the scares. It's mostly for the language. There are very little special effects in these movies at all. That's kind of their whole shtick. To their credit, it mostly works. They get a lot of mileage out of some very low-budget thrills.
All right, a lot of it about what doesn't happen. Well, guys, let's move on to Alex Cross. This is Tyler Perry as a homicide detective psychologist, not as Medea, not by a long shot. Listen to Tyler Perry.
Dr. Cross, you're taking this personally.
Yeah, about as personal as you took running out of that building with your tail tucked between your legs.
That job I can finish on another day.
But failure has to be difficult for a guy like you. So how did you punish yourself? Was it wire under your fingernails?
Rafer, Tyler Perry sounds just so mean.
Yes. Well, this is the same role that Morgan Freeman played in Kiss the Girls and Along Came a Spider. Tyler Perry is no Morgan Freeman. I just want to say that at the outset.
You knew Morgan Freeman. He was a friend of yours.
He was a friend of mine. Yeah. He is no Morgan Freeman. The problem is Morgan Freeman was so good in those movies. Those were kind of cheap, lurid movies, but Morgan Freeman classed them up because he was so smart and he had this cool, calm poise. Tyler Perry just blunders his way through this film. And he doesn't come off as smart. When he's profiling the killer, he actually says his profile is, "This guy wants to make somebody hurt. I don't know who. Maybe his mother."
Oh, but Rafer, you don't go in there because you want some sort of genius. You go in there because you like Scooby-Doo. You want your good guys good, your bad guys bad, and you want the villains to tell you their motivation without any prompting. You don't go into this movie for some sort of Oscar experience.
Right,
it's just good fun.
Sounds like a toss-up for Alex Cross. All right, let's get to trivia real quickly. Ariel Schulman and Henry Joost directed Paranormal 4. What was their directorial debut?
I'm going to say Catfish.
Catfish.
Catfish is right. The documentary Catfish. Good jazz job. Good job. Ariel Schulman, also, by the way, my cousin. Just
wow,
so you know.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Full disclosure, just so we get it in there, I wanted to make sure
good
you guys
him,
knew
good
that.
For him.
Yeah,
yeah,
good for him.
Excellent.
Really proud of him. Paranormal this weekend.